This is Disability Beat, a public affairs program for and about people with disabilities. It's about social justice, community supports, inclusion, accessibility, freedom, and choice. My name is Vicki Nicewander, and I'm the host of this program and also the parent of a fantastic young woman with a disability.
The views and opinions expressed here are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT, its board of directors, associate station manager, or Prairie Air Incorporated.
This is Disability Beat. I'm Vicki Nicewander, and I am doing a special show today. You can stay tuned for an interview with Michael Cleveland, professional bluegrass fiddle player who was born blind. I'm assisted in the interview by my husband, Mark. Here's a sample of Michael's music, a song called For Your Love.
Up a concoction bound to make you surrender. I'd bite off the brand of a bucking brown bull, rob me a gin mill, and I'd fill the ocean full. Take on the army and Her Majesty's Marines. Your love ain't just a cover, it's a whole magazine. For your love I'd stop a freight train single-handed, straighten the bands on the whole Rio Grande, climb up the tower at the local TV station, broadcast my affection to the United Nations, take on the government in Washington, D.C. Your love ain't just the engine, it's a rocking machine. For your love, I'd stop the hands of time. For your love, I'd dig a diamond mine. For your love, I'd do it all the time.
We'd like to welcome Michael Cleveland, artist, musical artist, and amazing musician, to the program this morning. We saw you, Michael, at Krannert Center. How long ago was that? About 2 months ago, something like that?
Yeah, it was back in the middle of November.
Yes.
Yeah, and we talked after the show, and you agreed to be on the show, but it was difficult for you to find the time, so I'm glad you finally did.
Oh, man. Well, thanks so much for having me.
Why don't we start out by you introducing yourself to the listeners?
All right. I'm Michael Cleveland, and I'm a fiddle player. I play bluegrass music primarily. Play some other styles of music as well, but I'm mainly known as a bluegrass player and as a fiddle player. And I've been playing since I was 4 years old, so about 40 years. And I live in southern Indiana, just across the river from Louisville, Kentucky, so not too far from you all in Illinois. So, and I've been playing professionally since I graduated high school in 1999. And haven't looked back and wouldn't do anything else if I had the opportunity to go back. I've loved every minute of it.
Well, Michael, I'm interested in how you got started into bluegrass music.
All right. Well, so none of my family play music at all, but my grandparents, a few years before I was born, got into bluegrass music. And they would go to there was a show and a jam that happened in, I think, Borden, Indiana. And they would go to that. And I don't think it was bluegrass per se, you know. I think it was just people showed up and played whatever, you know. And And I think that jam was about to stop happening. And there were people there that said, man, it'd be great to have a place where we could, still come and play and play bluegrass. And so my grandparents ended up starting a bluegrass show in Henryville, Indiana, which is a small town in southern Indiana where I was born. And they ended up having this bluegrass show at the American Legion Hall. And it happened every second and fourth Saturday of the month. And as a result of that, there were a couple of other shows that started in the surrounding areas. So my grandparents would have their thing the second, fourth Saturday of the month. Then later there was a show the third Saturday of the month in Scottsburg, Indiana, and then the first Saturday of the month in Madison. So there were all these bluegrass shows, and my grandparents, when they weren't putting on their show, they would go to the others. And they started taking me from what I was told from the time I was about 6 months old.
Wow.
And I love the music. And I always liked going to the shows, and I would listen to my grandparents had a big record collection, cassettes and 8-track tapes, and my favorite thing to do when I was a little kid was to go to my grandparents' house and get in front of their record player, and they had a record player that had a big speaker on each side of it, and I would flip one of those speakers over, and I'd lay down, I'd lay my head on the speaker, and go to sleep listening to bluegrass. And so then when I was about 4 years old, at one of those bluegrass shows, I heard a fiddle player play Orange Blossom Special. And that I don't remember much about being 4 years old, but I remember hearing that and just being captivated by it, and really just deciding that I wanted to play and wanted to learn how to play fiddle to play that song. And so I started school that year at the Kentucky School for the Blind, and they had a classical music program that taught the Suzuki method of violin and string instruments. My grandparents had talked to this great musician, Jeff Guernsey, who also lived in Henryville, Indiana, and just excellent musician and still one of my musical heroes to this day. Probably one of the best musicians I've ever been around. But they had talked to him about giving me some lessons, and which he tried to do, but with me being visually impaired, he did not know necessarily how to teach me as far as, to keep the bow in the right position and all that. So that was kind of a dilemma. And but when I started school, they had this music program, and so they got me into that. My parents did. And the music teacher asked me the first day, what is it about the violin? They say you want to learn how to play the violin. Why is that? What is it that you like about it? And I said, well, I don't know much about the violin, but I know a lot about the fiddle, and I want to learn how to play bluegrass, and I want to learn the Orange Blossom Special. And he said, well, that's going to be a while, and it was. But so I started just learning. It was pretty slow going for quite a while. It's probably a year or maybe even 2 years before I actually started making any progress. And then once I got to where I could play, a few simple versions of tunes. I was still going to the bluegrass shows on the weekends with my grandparents, so I would just take my fiddle around and annoy everybody, and they, but like there were so many of good players around this area that would take the time to show me things here or there and just listening to music. I don't know that I really had lessons per se, but man, just being around those people every weekend and getting the opportunity to play and learn from some really good musicians. That was a great start for sure.
So early on, you probably spent, I don't know, 8 hours a day playing the fiddle. And,
It kind of varies. A lot of people have asked me that, how long, how long should you practice? And a lot of parents ask me that, their kid, how long should I make my kid practice every day? Or how long should you practice every day? And, I don't think I was really that good of a practicer, to tell you the truth, because I never did. Now, I would play every day, and or sometimes I would play constantly. I would play like, I don't know if it was 8 hours, but I would play hours one day and then maybe not go, maybe go a day or two without playing. And then, if I was working on something, then I would play nonstop until I got it, but I don't know that I ever really did develop a great practice routine. And it's something that I'm kind of I wish I had. And I got some things that I do to warm up or whatever, but like I never had a set regimen, I guess you could say.
Well, I think whatever you did seems to have worked out pretty well for you. And I wouldn't have too many regrets about it being the virtuoso that you are on a fiddle.
Well, I appreciate it. I've talked to a couple of people about it. And yeah, I mean it I guess different people do it different ways. But even though I didn't necessarily practice every day, if I really got into something or was working on something, it would be nonstop for however long it took.
Talk a little bit about any challenges or barriers that you've experienced through the years in your career because you were, I'm assuming you were born blind. So.
And there are challenges. The main I think one of the, I guess, more fortunate things about me going to a school for the blind was that I was around a lot of blind people, a lot of visually impaired people. So being blind was nothing special. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary. As a matter of fact, you had a bunch of kids who were, also playing music and also, getting around and doing everyday life. And so it wasn't a huge deal. And then you had teachers who were visually impaired and still, teaching and leading very successful lives. The main challenge is the thing about bluegrass and a lot of the music that I've played. I've never been in a position where I've had to try to read anything. They do make Braille sheet music, but as you can
That's got to
imagine,
be a little tough.
it's huge, and there's no way to read it and then play it like people, who can look at it and sight read on the spot, and I never did really learn how to do much of that because I had already been playing by ear long before I attempted it. But I mean, the main thing is, transportation. And that's still something I have to consider whenever I go to do anything. It's like can't just get in the car and go. And so that's always a factor. I think a lot of times people that I was working with, especially when I first started, because there wasn't really, I mean, Doc Watson comes to mind, he was definitely an influence and somebody who showed me that, yeah, I might actually be able to do this for a living. Somebody like him and Ronnie Millsap and Ray Charles and people like that, definitely showed me that, yeah, this is possible. But in the bluegrass community and all that kind of thing, you did see a lot of blind people or, visually impaired people playing. As a matter of fact, I really didn't know of anybody. And I think a lot of the times people just don't know how to handle it, or what is required to handle it. Basically, what are we gonna have to do in order to make this happen, or make him comfortable, or travel, or whatever. So yeah, there were things to consider there, but I always tried to be as independent as I possibly could, and it's pretty much like anybody else, other than I end up walking with somebody a lot of the time. But as other than that, really, I can't think of a lot of other challenges off the top of my head.
Yeah, so if you had a self-driving car, life could be
It's
a
gonna
lot
happen,
different.
I'm telling you. It's closer now than it's ever been. I told my buddy who's blind also. I told Matt, my buddy, I said, we're gonna be driving before you know it. Well, they've got this AI stuff now. I just got a pair of these Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, and it's still in the beginning stages, but man, it can tell you what's in front of you, and it can tell you, it can read text. Like if I'm in a restaurant and I want to read the menu, it can you can ask, hey Meta, read this menu, and it will do it. And there's just so much more. There's apps, and well, these glasses do it. It'll identify money. It'll identify. There's so much now that's available that it's just in the beginning stages. It's not going to be long. It's pretty amazing.
Well, that's very encouraging to hear. I'm sure that people are going to be checking into those glasses here pretty much any day now. So,
Oh yeah, they're great.
tell us about the song that we're going to play next, the Outrun the Rain. That comes from your new album.
Yeah, it's a song that was written by Terry Heard and Jimmy Erie, and it's a great vocal number. Jason sings lead on it, and then we had Vince Gill sing harmony. Vince Gill and a great singer, Jaylee Roberts, who sings with Sister Sadie, great female vocalist. They're singing harmony on it, and I'm really happy with how the twin fiddle arrangement worked out on it. The song's called "Outrun the Rain," and it's kind of a minor sounding song. And I thought, man, wouldn't it be cool to try to come up with a fiddle intro that actually sounded like Ring? And so that was something that I came up with. But just listening to Jason sing it, and with Vince and Jaylee singing harmony, and there's a lot of instrumental interplay with us and the other musicians in the band. Brian Sutton playing guitar, and Harry Clark playing mandolin, Corey Walker on banjo, and Alan Bartram on bass, going back and forth playing off each other. So there's a lot going on in the song, but I just think it's a good song.
Rattle at my window, a shadow at my door, a trail of shattered dreams and schemes that haunt me to the core. Your promises lie broken, but vows you took in vain. But pain be damned, I'll take the stand and outrun the rain. Starting down the highway, doing 80 on 65. The heartbreak in the rear view keeps the tears out of my eyes. Ain't got no destination, I'm like a hobo on a train. Anywhere, I don't care to outrun the rain. I won't cry, cause you don't love me. That would be a crying shame. I'm moving on now, best I know how. Steering clear. Memory lane, outrun the rain. Promise of forever, sacred bond of trust, shattered till the end of time and scattered with the dust. Like taillights in the twilight, fading out across the plain. I'm a moving on into the dawn and outrun the rain. I won't cry, cause you don't love me. That would be a crying shame. Best I know how, steering clear up memory lane, out from the rain.
that was Michael Cleveland, a fiddle player, professional musician for many years, and just a great person. You can find his album, Outrun the Rain, starting on March 14th, when it will come out on all streaming platforms and on CD and so forth. So we're going to be playing another interview with different parts of the interview on our radio program that Mark and I do together a week from Friday. So if you're interested in hearing more, check that out. And thanks for tuning in today. This has been Disability Beat. This and other episodes of Disability Beat are available at weft.org/public affairs. For updates and information, join our Facebook page at Disability Beat Radio. To share ideas for guests or topics, email Vicki at disabilitybeat@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in and have a great rest of your week.
Down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Support for WEFT programming is made possible, in part, by the Champaign Park District. Box Lunch is back. On select Fridays, talented local artists will fill the historic Springer Cultural Center with a wide variety of music, presented by WEFT. For more information, champagneparks.org.
You are tuned to WEFT Champaign-Urbana, 90.1 FM. We have a couple minutes before Food Sleuth Radio begins, so let me give you a little bit more information that could help you. As a listener of WEFT, you know how unique and diverse the programming on WEFT is. Everything from jazz and blues to gospel and global music, plus public affairs and talk shows that reflect the communities of Champaign and Urbana. But in order to continue providing a voice for the voiceless with community partnerships and amazing shows, WEFT needs your financial help. Just go to weft.org and look for the blue Donate Now button. Or if you have the new WEFT app, look for the Donate Now button on the upper right-hand corner. Thanks from your community radio station, WEFT. And recently, if you've been having trouble listening to WEFT on 90.1 FM, we are working to make necessary repairs to get the FM radio signal broadcasting loud and static free. And there are other ways to listen to your community radio station. First, you can stream the station live on our website at weft.org, which is something that has been available for quite some time. Or you can listen from your mobile phone with the new WEFT app. It's available for both iPhones and Android phones. The new WEFT app is a free download in either the Apple App Store or Google's Play Store. Just search for WEFT FM. And you can listen to WEFT anytime from anywhere in the world. You can go back and listen to shows in the archives, discover recent playlists, and what was just played on WEFT. You can find community information, make a donation, or record a